Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he smells like grease and mothballs.
Ew.
All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online, and he's a decent guy that's 8 years older than I am. He's 59 and divorced, and I have never been married. When we met, we talked about everything, and I really got to know him. I found out that he's the cafeteria manager at an office building downtown, and he loves to cook. He lied on his dating profile and said he's a chef, so I brought that up to him. All he did was brag about his cooking, and he said he's the best chef I'll ever meet. So our first date was a makeshift picnic at a park by my office, and he brought all of the food. My first impression of him was not good. He looked like his profile picture, thank you, but he was all sweaty, slouchy and sweaty. He said he was rushing to wrap up all of the food and make it to the date on time. He smelled like grease and mothballs. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern Soul Food Fest. It was a total mess, and I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. I told him he smelled like fried chicken, and he thought it was a compliment. I can only assume he has a problem with flying insects at home because his jeans and his jacket smelled like a lot like mothballs. He smelled awful on our other dates, too. He must not have a vent over his stove, or he might not know how to use it. I think he has great potential, and I don't want to dump him just because he smells like a short order cook all the time. Is there a way to tell him about himself, or will it hurt his pride? He's invited me to his house, but I don't want to smell like him. What do I do? Wow, this is not starting off well, huh? You don't really like a lot about this guy, and I get it, because it would be hard for anyone, I would think, to sit there with someone who came on a date slouchy and smelly. It would make me question his hygiene right off the bat, and that cannot happen. I can't do that. This is the one thing that has to be right. What is it that you like about him again? I'm trying to remember. You even said he must have bugs at home because he smells like mothballs. Well, when you told him he smelled like fried chicken, he thought that was a compliment. I'm sorry. It's a hard no for me with this guy. It really is. I don't think you're that desperate where you have to date a guy with questionable hygiene and it's smelly. This is just not cool. Steve?
You know what?
Yeah. What?
This is a petty letter with a petty problem.
Okay.
But it has potential, according to her. And I don't see it. You know, Shirley asked.
What is it?
You know what? But look, you met this man online. He's a decent guy. He's 8 years older than I am. He's 59 and divorced. Okay, that means you're 51, never been married. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Already it sound like you. 51 now, lady. Mm-hmm. Never been married. When you meet a 50-year-old man that ain't ever been married, don't the red flag go up for you?
For sure.
Well, it should go up for a man too. We talked about everything. And I finally found out that he's the cafeteria manager at an office building downtown. And he loves to cook. Now, you say he lied on his dating profile and said he's a chef. Well, if he does the cooking down at the office building, but he's also the manager of the cafeteria, but he had to cook at one point, I don't see the lie. Maybe he is a chef. That's the term you would call it, chef. Short order cook, chef, burger flipper. He want to call it chef. You know how the game go. And so now, and all he did was brag about his cooking. He said he's the best chef I'll ever meet. And I bet he was. I bet you ain't never dated a chef before. So far, he telling the truth. Now, your first date is a makeshift picnic at a park down there by your office. Then you said, and he bought all the food, but then you said, my first impression of him was not good. He looked like his profile picture, but he was all slouchy and sweaty. Now, the man said he was rushing to wrap up all the food and make it to the date on time. He smelled like grease and mothballs. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern Soul Food Fest. My man, come on. Fried chicken. Fried hush puppies. Fried hot water cornbread.
Come on, big
fried
guy.
Everything.
Fried corn. Had some fried okra. Yeah, all up in here. Fried chicken. Come on, boy. Ooh, I'm clapping. I'm enjoying the Soul Food Fest to the highest. Mm. It was a total mess. I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. You done probably told a lot of me and a lot of stuff. That's why your ass by yourself.
Hang on, Steve. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he smells like grease and mothballs. That's the issue. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions.
I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last 1.5 years. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he smells like grease and mothballs.
Well, that's what she say. So she met this man online who's divorced, 8 years older than her. She's 51. They go on a date. He tells her on the profile that he's a chef. Come to find out he's a manager at a food cafeteria down at a business office down there. I'd have lied and said chef, too. He probably do some cooking. And if the cook don't come in, he probably had to do all the damn cooking. Mm-hmm. So y'all first date is a makeshift picnic around the corner from an office you work at. He bought all the food. Then when he got there, he looked like his profile picture, but it was the first impression wasn't good because he was slouchy and sweaty. Well, the man was hustling, trying to get all the food together ready for the date so he wouldn't be late. Mm-mm. Now, he smelled like grease and mothballs. He been in the kitchen cooking. I got it. Everything we ate was fried. He called it his Southern soul food fest. I knew exactly what he had. Hush puppies, hot water cornbread, fried chicken, okra bits fried, fried corn, serving it up. He had them fried mushroom puffs. They was fried too. I'd enjoyed myself. But you said it was a total mess. And I told him I couldn't eat that much greasy food. See, that's why you 51 ain't never been married, because you bougie.
Because you can't eat greasy food.
Now, you shouldn't have been now. Your fluffy ass don't eat fried chicken. Really, okay? Really.
He was stinking.
Your fluffy ass don't want no damn fried okra. Really? Now, she say well, he smelled like grease and mothballs. And everything we ate was fried. I told him he smelled like fried chicken. He took it as a compliment. Hell yeah. You smell like fried chicken. I know that's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
I fried it myself. Can't you tell? I did this for you. And then she said, I can only assume he has a problem with flying insects at his house because his jeans and his jacket smell a lot like mothballs. Ugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He smelled awful on our other dates, too. Oh, so you done kept going out with him. Mm-hmm. He must not have a vent over his stove or he might not know how to use it. Okay, lady. And then out of nowhere, here comes the statement that threw me. What? I think he has great potential and I don't want to dump him just because he smells like a short order cook. What? Where did this come from? What potential are you talking about? Because the whole letter, you've been dogging the man. Yeah. But so I think on those other dates, you must have enjoyed his conversation, maybe the way he treated you. But now you think there's some potential and you don't want to dump him just because he smells like a short order cook all the time. Is that a way to tell him about himself or will it hurt? You know, I already told the man he smells like fried chicken.
But he took it as a compliment.
So, but you want to hurt him? So why don't you just go on and say like, hey, you smell like fried chicken, and but you stink like mothballs. What is going on at your house? Do you have insects in your house? Moss and stuff? Because all your clothes smell like
mothballs. He can't say that.
He 59. He's invited me to his house, but I don't want to smell like him. What do I do?
Don't go over there.
Okay, lady, break up with him. You ain't got nobody. You ain't never had nobody. And you ain't finna get nobody. Because you want somebody perfect. This man is old. You can go in there and straighten out that mothball smell. You can straighten that out. That ain't nothing. He probably need a woman's touch to come in there and show him something anyway. What? He probably packed up all his stuff with the mothballs after that divorce. His ex-wife put all his stuff in the mothballs to make him smell that way. He just unpacking and he too old and stupid to know. You could go in there and really straighten this man out and you might have something. But now you don't want to go over his house because I don't want to smell like him. When you come home, you can't shower. You can't send your clothes to the cleaners? Or how about you go over there and say, hey, you know what? I've noticed this smell of mothballs, and now I see why. You know what you ought to do? They got this new detergent out called Febreze. Let me wash your clothes in Febreze, and then use these little towelettes when you throw them in the dryer, and you can get rid of that smell. See, that's how you tell a man without hurting his pride. See, instead of telling a person the problem, why don't you tell him the problem with the solution? Then he ain't hurt. He might see a kindness in you that no other man has ever seen before. Because you ain't been married and you 51. Ain't nobody wanted you up until now.
Oh, wow.
No, ain't no
That
could
have been her choice.
Wow.
What you mean that could have been her choice?
To stay single.
Okay, why is she on a dating site?
Well, now she wants to get married. Yeah.
Yeah, you want some, but now you half 100. and now your selection pool has dwindled. You ain't out in the ocean no more. You picking in the puddle.
Smelly.
Now, what you need to do is take this 59-year-old man that smell like fried chicken and mothball and fix him up.
All right.
Because I got news for y'all. There's something wrong with her, too.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Ass, don't eat fried chicken. That's why you ain't got nobody.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
Okra either.
And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.